using these things called CFCs, refrigerants and in hairspray.
Oh, yes.
And
it was like you felt guilty every time you used hairspray because you were putting a hole in the ozone. I remember
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And everybody came together and said, that's not a great idea. And we don't necessarily need hairsprays that use CFCs. Let's stop that. And so that's what Reagan helped do. And as a result, the ozone hole is healing. We could do something similar with climate change. So the replacements for those CFCs turn out to be super greenhouse gases. So think of a molecule that's 1,000 or more times better than CO2 at trapping heat. And those are basically the molecules we're using in our air conditioners and refrigerators. And the irony is we need them more than ever because of the rising heat. We need to shift to yet another suite of molecules, and there are more out there. One of them is actually carbon dioxide.
Oh.
That we could use in our air conditioners and as a refrigerant. But we can also make our air conditioners much more efficient.
Okay.
New technologies such as computer-assisted design, which some folks like to overhype by calling it artificial intelligence,
yes.
could enable us to find even more efficient engines that will enable these air conditioners to run with less energy. You reduce the energy cost, you get more cooling and less CO2.
Will I be able to buy this anytime soon?
You will.